Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. Good evening, brothers and sisters. This is Sister Powell. Good evening. Welcome to Advent Light Prayer Line. I just want to give you guys thanks and apologize for the late start that we have. We're asking you to press number one that we can start, and we will offer a word of prayer. Kind and loving and righteous Father, which art in heaven, we just want to thank you for this opportunity. Lord, we know what is happening, but dear Father, we ask you to give us the strength that we can overcome all the temptation and the trials that is facing us, dear Lord. Help us, dear God, to see the need of a draw closer and closer to you. While we are here this evening, help us that we can praise you and give you thanks in everything that we do. In Jesus' name, amen. Yes, brothers and sisters, again, this is Health Thursday, right? So we are asking you to press number one. Our scripture passage this evening is taken from, I don't know if anyone would like to read it, our focus this evening is the touch of faith, right? And I do have to say, brothers and sisters, we really have that faith. I have to ask the Lord to give us and be in us that faith. That faith that passeth all understanding. You are hearing? You guys hearing? All right. I'm going to open the line, brothers and sisters, and I can find out if you guys are hearing, because I don't know. So I'm going to press this line. 857, your line is open. Can you tell your name, where you're calling from? Because I've been seeing people just coming on the line and dropping. Your line is open. 857-505, your line is open. You are hearing me, 857? Because I'm still on there as a host. I don't see my line drop. Can you check your phone? All right, brothers and sisters, we don't know what is happening. I'm asking you if you can press number one. I'm going to open this line. This line, please, 518-482, your line is open. I just want 518, your line is open. 518-482, your line is open. Can you check your phone? Well, I have to call again. There's something is wrong. My phone here not giving me. 518, your line is open. Brother Eli. Five one eight four eight two. Your line is open. Five eight seven 505. Your line is open.
Hello, Sister Powell. Hello, brothers and sisters. My name is Brother Eli. I'm calling from Boston, Massachusetts. First of all, I'd like to thank God because God is good. God is worthy to be praised, brothers and sisters. Sister Power and brothers and sisters, may God bless you all. My name is Brother Eli. I'm calling from Boston, Massachusetts. First of all, I'd like to thank God because God is good. God is merciful. He's awesome. He is worthy to be praised. And Sister Power, I feel like to sing a song at this moment, Sister Power, before I pray for everyone on the prayer line. Don't forget to pray for Brother Isma, Sister Power. Pray for Brother Isma. Pray for Brother Jari. Lift up Brother Jari in prayer because he needs a lot of prayer, Sister Power. Pray for him and he could be on the prayer line too, Sister Power. Pray for Brother Isma and he could be on the prayer line. Pray for all of them. Let me do a prayer. God, Heavenly Father, God, we magnify your name, God, this moment, God. God, we praise your name because, God, you're wonderful, God. You're awesome. You're worthy to be praised, God. How excellent is your name, God. How excellent is your name, God. God, this moment, God, I want to lift up Sister Power, God, at this moment, God, who is hosting, God. I'm asking you, God, to watch over Sister Power, God. I'm asking you, God, to give Sister Power the strength. I'm asking you, God, to give Sister Power deliverance, God. We ask you, God, to watch over her, God. God, God, want to lift up brothers and send God. Want to lift up brothers and send to you, God. Allow brothers and send to come back on the prayer line, God, to praise you, to magnify your name, God. Yes, brothers and send God. God, we ask you, God, allow him to come back on the prayer line, God. Advent line ministry, God. God, I want to lift up Brother Yudi, God, from upstate New York, God. We ask you, God, to watch over Brother Yudi, God. God, we ask you, God, to strengthen him. We ask you, God, to watch over Brother Yudi, God. God, we ask you, God, to give Brother Yudi the victory. Give Brother Yudi the strength, God. God, I want to lift up Sister Brenda to you, God. God, we ask you, God, to watch over Sister Brenda, God. We ask you, God, to watch over her, God. We ask you, God, to come protect Sister Brenda, God. Allow Sister Brenda to be obedient, God. God, God, you are faithful for Sister Brenda, God. Give Sister Brenda the victory. Give Sister Brenda the power. Give her deliverance, God. God, we want to lift up Brother John, God. Bless Brother John, God. We ask you, God, to watch over them, God. Bless them, God, this moment, God. God, we want to lift up Brother Rick, God. God, we want to lift up Brother O'Neill, God. Bless them at this moment, God. God, we want to lift up Brother Akeem James, God. Bless Brother Akeem James, God. Bless them at this moment, God. God, God, we want to lift up Sister Kate, God. Sister Katie, God. God, we ask you, God, to watch over her, God. We want to lift up Sister Carla to you, God. Watch over them, God. We want to lift up Sister Stephanie, God, who's going to preach on the prayer line, God. God, we ask you, God, allow Sister Stephanie to be obedient, God. Allow Sister Stephanie to praise you, God. Allow her to worship you, God. Allow Sister Sister Stephanie to come. God, allow Sister Stephanie to bring a special message from you today, God. Allow her to bring the special message on this prayer line, God. God, we ask God to watch over Sister Stephanie, God. God, we ask God to come bless Sister Stephanie, God, from my state, God. God bless Sister Stephanie, God, from Maryland, God. Watch over Sister Stephanie, God. Bless AJ, God. Bless them, God, this moment, God. Bless Sister Stephanie's daughters and son, God. Watch over them, God. God bless Sister Miola, God. We ask God to watch over Sister Miola, God. God, we ask God to strengthen Sister Miola, God. God bless Sister Miola, God. God bless her, God. God, why your Sister Miola's on the prayer line, God? Allow her to give you praise, God. Allow her to give you thanks, God, because, God, you are good for her, God. Allow Sister Power to give you thanks, God. Allow her to give you praise, God. You are good for them, God. Bless Brother Bernard, God. We ask God to watch over Brother Bernard Lewis, God. We ask God to strengthen Brother Bernard, God. Allow Brother Bernard Lewis to praise you, God. Allow Brother Bernard to magnify your name, God. Allow Brother Bernard Lewis to praise you, God, on this prayer line, God. Allow Brother Bernard, God, to give you thanks because you are good, God. Break every chain, God. God, allow us to have a relationship with you, God. Allow us to have a experience with you, God. God, come bless my friends too, God. Watch over them, God, this moment, God. Watch over Jari, God. Watch over Isma. God, watch over everyone, God. Bless them at this moment, God. Bless us, God. Bless Sister Stephanie, God. God, we want to thank you for Sister
Amen.
Stephanie.
Amen.
We want to thank you, God. Bless her, God. Bless her, God. Bless Sister Stephanie, God. Allow Sister Stephanie to come
Amen.
To praise you, God, to worship you, God. Bless Sister Power, God. Come bless Brother Yildi, God. Bless Brother Yildi, God. Bless everyone, God, in the prayer line, God. Bless everyone, God, in the prayer line, God. Watch over everyone, God. God, in the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. And Sister Power, don't forget to tell Brother Isma and Brother Jari because
yeah.
they're on the prayer line. Tell them to push number one. Amen.
Okay, Brother Eli. Brother Eli, thank you for joining. And also thank you for that song of praise and the prayer. Brother Eli came on the line, and Brother Eli, bless everyone. He's asking for prayer for Isma, Jari. You also remember Jensen. He's asking for Yudi, Brenda, Brother John, Brother Rick, Honeel, Akeen, Kay, Sister Katie, Sister Carla, Sister Stephanie, Sister Brother Akeen, and James, and Leo, and Bernard, everyone, and Sister Consinelli, and all those who come on the line. Brothers and sisters, Brother Eli is lifting up us to the Lord and praying that, you know, God will pour his blessings upon us. So we are asking you all to just press number one that you can share. And I am telling you, if there is no other time the enemy is working, is now. The enemy is working so much, and I see that the enemy want to destroy us. But you know, God is in control. So let us praise God and to allow the enemy to know that he's a man. And let us have faith in God. So I'm asking you to press. Can you mute your phone if you're not talking, please? I am asking you to press number one so that your line will be open. And brothers and sisters, I'm going to sing this little song till my brothers them ready to join. I'm asking few people is on the line. Oh, yes, I'm asking you to press number one. But I'm going to sing this little song, you know. Ask the Lord to give me the faith to strength. It said, because the focus of our topic this evening, we're going to concentrate on a touch of faith, and it is based upon the woman with the issue of blood for 12 years, and also Jairus' daughter. And I know it's only faith have caused that to happen. So we are going to sing this little song, and then I'm going to open the line, you know. But Mike, I just ask God to give us the faith and the courage and the strength that we will be able to stand in this last day. Okay. My faith looks up to thee, thou Lamb of Calvary, Savior divine. Now hear me while I pray. Take all my guilt away. Oh, let me from this day be holy thine. May thy rich grace impart strength to my fainting heart, my zeal inspire. As thou hast died for me, oh, may my love to thee, pure woman, changeless be, a living fire. While life's dark maze I tread, and grief around me spread, be thou my guide. Bid darkness turn to day, wipe sorrow tears away. Nor let me ever stay from thee aside. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord, for the word. Right, so I'm going to open this line. Can you please, I'm going to open the line, please, to share. 985-232, your line is open. Can you tell where you're calling from? So, and your name? 985-232, your line is open.
Good evening, sisters and brothers. This is Sister Brenda calling from Hummel, Louisiana. I just want to thank God for his grace and mercy that brought us through. Thank him for all the blessings that he stored upon us. I would like to read a little prayer script where it's coming from Psalm 69:30-32. I would praise thy name of God with a song and with and will magnify him with thanksgiving. This also shall please the Lord better than an ox or bullock that had horns and hoofs. The humble shall see this and be glad, and your heart shall live that your heart and your heart shall live that seek God. Amen. I want to thank God again. Amen. Because he's worthy to be praised, and he's been blessing us and blessing us that we can see another day, watching over us. And like Brother Eli, we want to thank him for praying for us and giving us a special prayer. He's always on time and singing that song. We want to thank him. And may God bless him and deliver him and continue using him, because he's a good source for us. And we thank him. So we just want to continue action prayers for everybody he lifts up. And we'll continue action prayers for all the missing members, all the some new members, and all the ones we that are sick, that's confined in different places, all those under the bridge, all those homeless, and all those that are in distress right now. We just pray for the United States that it can get back together. It's going to take a while, but we just pray that the United States get back together and people can get back to work and whatever needs to be done. We keep praying for one another. And we know God's going to fix it. And just God pray that they get keep the faith and they search God and pray that he would intercede in their heart and he would fix it for them. So we just want to continue praying for one for another and ask God to give each other the strength and make sure that they can get all the blessings and everything they need to go forward. So we, everyone have a blessed evening and ask God to forgive us where we fall short. Amen. Hold on a minute.
Amen.
Yeah, this is John from Houma, Louisiana. Hope everyone's having a blessed evening or night. A morning, whatever time it is for y'all, and I just want to give the praise to God and thank God for many blessings. Thank God for the prayer line teaching us and guiding us. And I just want to say that I have just realized more and more of learning the ways, learning the Bible, and I want to also thank Sister. I want to thank Leola, Sister Leola, and Brother Ray, her husband, for teaching me more about a lot of things, even more about the Bible, too, and the ways of life and stuff. They come by the house in time and they give us teaching. They teach us a lot more things, too, just as the prayer line does. So I thank God for them and being able to teach me and my wife even more things, learn it. So as we learn. And I just want to say, as I learn, I teach on to others too, family members and friends. And I just want to say thank God that I did turn toward God and the Bible ways and things like that as he steady chisel me and work on me and as I steady grow into the Word and get wiser into it and my way of living changes more and more for the better, just constantly peace of mind and wisdom, and I can go on and on. But it's a lot I've learned since I changed my ways and looked toward the righteousness of Jesus and God and the Bible. And I just want to say that it's really enriched my life. So I want to keep on with that to the rest of my days and just keep on keeping on with it and don't turn back. And I know God will shine his light. Jesus will shine that light on me and keep shining it, and I'll just keep going in that light. So God bless. Amen.
Amen, 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 amen. Brothers and sisters, let us say praise the Lord. Amen. Thank you, Brother John and Sister Brenda. I wonder if our brothers and sisters on Advent Light tonight have listened and heard these requests of praise to God. Our Sister Brenda praised God, giving God thanks for what God has been doing for her, and you know, and she's so praying for everyone and asking the Lord for continual blessing upon her. This Brother John is just praising God and sharing the goodness of God, and God has changed his life. And also thanks for the Bible study that Sister Leola and Brother Ray have been studying with Brother John. Brother John become a new creature in Christ. Brothers and sisters, we have to give all the praise to God for what God have been doing in the life of Brother John and Sister Brenda and us. But you know what, brothers and sister, brother John and sister Brenda is coming from afar, and they approve the goodness of God. So, brothers and sister, we are just I not even words I can find this evening, you know, to give thanks to God for what he has done for Brother John. Thank you, Brother John, for sharing. And sure, we will be keeping you in prayer. And Brother John says, so as I learn, I am able to teach. You see it? As Brother John gets the new light, he's going out and he's sharing it to his friends and his family. So I just want to give God thanks for that praise report. So I'm opening the line now. 518-482, your line is open. Can you state where you're calling from and also share your name?
Good evening, everyone. This is Sister Cancinelli from upstate New York. I was listening on and I was hearing, but I wasn't hearing anything. But the devil is trying to confuse us, but thank God for his mercies and his blessings. He's with us, we know that, and we are just thankful that we can come here on this line to express our gratitude and thanks our Heavenly Father for keeping us safe and for bringing us another night that we could come to give God praise and thanks. I want to speak a little on depression, not very long, and then I want to sing a song. Does Jesus cares? Yes. I was reading about this depression, and it says that this depression is an intense sadness or despair that has advanced to the point of being disruptive to any individual social functioning and activities of daily living. Today we have many people who are very depressed. They are depressed for many reasons. Some cannot come out of their house. Some cannot go where they want to go. Some have family problems and all sort of problems they have. And depression, you know, many people identify as feeling being depressed, sad for no reason, or having a motivation to do anything. A person suffering from depression may feel tired, sad, irritable, lazy, unmotivated, and apathetic. Clinic depression is greatly acknowledged to be more serious than normal depressed feelings. It often leads to constant negative thinking and sometimes substance abuse. Extreme depression can culminate in sufferers attempting to commit suicide. And in Proverbs 14, that someone committed suicide, a friend committed suicide yesterday, because she just see them every day, but she didn't know that they had so many problems. And she couldn't take it, so she went and she committed suicide. And there are many today are in the world today, right around us every day, are not happy because they are very, very much depressed. And in Proverbs 17:22 it says that a merry heart doeth good like a medicine, but a broken spirit dryeth the bones. That is what Proverbs 17:22 says. So God to be happy. And Jesus cares. So I want to sing this song. Does Jesus care? Does Jesus care when my heart is pinned too deeply for mortal song? As the burdens place and the cares distress and the way grows weary and long. Oh, yes, he cares, I know he cares. His heart is touched with my grief. When the days are weary, the long and weary, I know my Savior cares. Does Jesus care when my way is there? With a nameless dread and fear, as the daylight fades heart is touched with my grief. When the days are really the longest day, I know my Savior cares. Does Jesus care? I said goodbye to the dearest on earth to me. And my sad heart aches till it nearly breaks. Is it all to him that he cares? Oh, yes, he cares. I know he cares. His heart is touched with our grief. When the days are weary, the long nights dreary, I know my Savior cares.
Yes. Brothers and sisters, Jesus cares. No matter what is going on among us, he is taking care of everything. All that we have to do is to trust him. Only trust him. Thank you. I hope these words are encouragement to somebody in the line this evening. God bless everyone. Have a happy night.
Amen, amen, amen. Amen. Thank you, Sister Consinelli, for that reading about depression, brothers and sisters. We know that, you know, a lot of people are suffering from depression. And the only thing they have to do, brothers and sisters, turn to Jesus. And Jesus cares, as my sister said, sing this song. He knows that Jesus cares. He cares and he is the one can heal all depression. We only have to go to him. God is always there by our side. So I just want to thank you, Sister Consinelli, for reading. And as you mentioned a while ago about the line, brothers and sisters, you know, I know that the enemy was out, but God is more powerful and more stronger than the enemy. So we just have faith and patience. And everything we do, we have to have faith and trust God. God is able to do all things. So I just want to thank my brothers and sisters who joined us early and was waiting patiently until we got through to be on the line. So thank you again for sharing. Yes, brothers and sisters, we're asking you to press number one that we can open the line, that you can share your testimony before we go into our prayer. 631-552, your line is open. Can you share your name and where you're calling from?
Brother O'Neill from NY. Good night, Sister Powell. Good night, brothers and sisters on Advent Light Prayer Line. It's truly a privilege to be back on the line. To
Amen.
God be the glory. Thank you for his goodness. I want to share something before, as we see that so many things happening and this push for this vaccination agenda upon all people, and there are a lot of people even in Adventist circle who are unaware of the dangers of vaccines. Even a confession from the Dr. Swona Sharmintan, MD. She's one of the person on the panel of the World Health Organization. She's the voice of the World Health, one of the voice of the World Health Organization. She says there have been deaths that have been occur due to the particular vaccine, and she also says in many countries this adds to the miscommunication. She also said we are not able to give clear-cut answers. So they are not able to give clear-cut answers on the dangers of vaccine, because, and she said, in 2011, give me one second. in 2000, vaccines are unavoidable, unsafe. That was a Supreme Court injunction, which is unavoidable, unsafe. And this guy from named Zach Voorhees, a former senior Google software engineer and whistleblower, he says that that may seem extreme, but I have been following the happenings in the new cures that are being suppressed. So they are suppressing people who talk about natural cures on Google platform, on Facebook, on social media platform. So these are many, many posts pertaining to cures and of ailments has been removed, and anybody who talk against vaccine has been blocked, or totally removed from Facebook and also Google as well. So we see, I want to read a quote before I go. And we see that just last week, Saturday, a decision has been made within the Bar Association, association with the lawyers in New York. They have said that people, there's no exemption excuse for vaccination. So religious or philosophical reason is not a guarantee for not getting the vaccine. They said vaccine should be made mandatory in New York. So let me share this quote before I go. This quote is from Country Living, page 30.1. She says, when iniquity abounds in any nation, in a nation, there is always be heard some voice giving warning and in instruction, as the voice of Lot was heard in Sodom. Yet Lot could have prevented his family from many evils had he not made his home in this wicked populated city. All that Lot and his family did in Sodom could have been done by them even if they had lived in a place some distance away from the city. Enoch walked with God, and yet he did not live in the midst of any city populated, polluted with every kind of violence and wickedness, as did Lot in Sodom. So we see what is coming, and the handwriting is on the wall. So it is telling us as God's people that we need to get out of these cities, because we see earlier in March what took place, the pandemonium that took place, especially a lot of people who died were mainly in city dwelling, in this COVID scenario. So God is telling us that it's time to leave the cities. So thank you, Sister Powell, for opening up my line.
Okay. Thank you, Brother Hanil, for joining. A long time we have not heard from you, so we just welcome again and thank you for sharing our current events. You know, these are some current events. And brothers and sisters, we have been listening on this line how dangerous this vaccination is, and it's a danger. And we heard a while ago from the report from Health Brother Anir that they are setting this vaccination for mandatory purposes, that everyone, you know, and there will be no exempt or excuse. So, brothers and sisters, we know where this is trading to. So we just have to, we, by the grace of God, you know, just present all these things to the Lord and ask the Lord to keep us, you know, because they do not know if it is going to cure. They're not telling you that we must be aware of the danger that these things will place into on human being. But, you know, brothers and sisters, we have to keep our eyes upon God. He is the author and finisher of our faith, and he's the one who's going to direct us. And as also he, in his little counseling and his little report, he read about the country living, and brothers and sisters, this is the time that the Lord also told us that, you know, we have to get out of the city, right? And we saw what took place in Sodom and Gomorrah with Lot and his family. So let us not let these same mistakes fall down upon us. We have to be prayerfully and doing what we have to do. So I just want to thank Brother Haniel for coming on and also for sharing, you know, these news for us, these reports. So thank you, Brother Haniel. I'm going to open this line now. 225-337, your line is open. Can you hear it? Your name and where you're calling from? 225. Can you check your phone?
Yes, I'm sorry, I was on mute. Good evening, brothers and sisters. This is Sister Leola calling from Baton Rouge, Louisiana. I just want to thank God for what he did with this prayer line tonight. Sister Power was having the problem getting on, and we know the enemy don't want us on tonight. So I'm just praising the Lord that he was able to do this, open this line, and now we are here sharing. But Sister Power, can I just read just a little statement from the Ministry of Healing? Just
yes,
like a little short paragraph. Amen. It says, true faith, that which received Christ as a personal Savior. God gave his only begotten Son, that I, by believing in him, should not perish, but have everlasting life. That's John 3:16. When I come to Christ according to his word, I am to believe that I receive his saving grace. The life that I now live, I am to live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. That's in Galatians 2:20. And I just want to share that with my brothers and sisters, because God loves us. And you know what? He is giving us grace every day when we all wake up and just see another day. He's giving us that blessing. So I just want to thank him once again for us being able to get on this prayer line. Thank you, Sister Power, for opening my line. Give someone else a chance. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Sister. Thank you, Sister Leola, for reading John 3:16 and for faith. That was our topic. Remember, we started this morning with our study, and it was the touch of faith. And our scripture passage was taken from Matthew 9:18-30. I think we had finished it, and this focused upon the woman with the issue of blood and Jairus' daughter. And we saw where faith lies, and it was faith why that woman was able to go get herself into that situation so that she was able to touch the hem of God's garment after 12 years. And that was really faith and belief. And also Jairus' daughter, Jairus was a man of God, that he could call Jesus and asked him to come at my house. My daughter is next to dead. And we saw what faith have done. So brothers and sisters, we have to believe, as my dear sister said, you know, we have to be obedient and we have to love God. And that is how our faith get to develop day by day, minutely by minute. So I just want to thank you, my dear Sister Leola, for sharing. I'm going to open the line. We're going to ask for a few prayer, but we're going to give everyone the opportunity that they can share. Yes, 301-868. You can tell your name and where you're calling.
Good night, beloved. Good night, beloved. This is Taffy. I'm from Maryland. And I just wanted to say God is so good. He's so awesome. I am not sure if I shared this information with you all before. I have a computer that I was using for my job, and the computer is just, I mean, just did it time. It was kicking me out, and, you know, my school system needed to provide me another one. But they were like, we don't have any money. We're giving computers to the children. They are not looking for anything to replace the educators' computer. Nobody's getting a refresh. And so I just happened to receive an email because I've been telling my principal, I've been telling everybody that the computer is not working. Every other day it would shut me out or whatever. It sounded like an old truck, right, going over the hill. That's how it sounds. I have to keep it plugged in all day to do the work. And so I called, I got an email, and I called the IT department. And initially the guy was like, oh, no, you're not getting a computer. We don't have any computer. And I said, but they told me to call. He was like, yeah, I don't know who told you, you know, whatever, whatever. So he kept talking. And then I remember I recognized his voice, and I said, are you so-and-so, Dad? He said, yeah. I said, well, I taught your daughter. So he said, give me the number that is on the computer. So I gave him the number. And so he came back, and he was like, oh, yeah, you could get a new computer. Remember, he just told me earlier that there were no computers available for teachers, nobody getting a refresh. But I know that God answered prayers, and I know that God worked it out for me to go and get my computer. So I went down there. I made an appointment. I went to go get it. But they actually changed the route. Like, they block off a way that we could make a left. We could no longer make a left, so we had to go all the way down. My appointment was at 2 o'clock. So because of that, it made me a little bit delayed. So when I got there, it was like a little bit after 2 o'clock, like 2:10. And so my son called and told them, oh, my mom is outside. She was like, well, we're closed. So I went back and I said, tell them I have an appointment. So my son said to her, she has an appointment. So that she came and she said, well, you know, we closed at 2. Your appointment was at 2. So I told her, I said, you know, they cut the way off. They changed it. And, you know, that's why I'm just quitting here. And she was like, okay, you know, and she was able to give me a brand new computer. I turned in my old raggedy one. And I know that that is nothing but God. God just blessed me abundantly. And my next praise report is that I have some leaks going on in my roof. And I called one of the company to come and give me an estimate. And the man came, and his estimate was almost $60,000, okay? You know, we don't have that money for no roof or whatever. And, you know, he was kind of getting annoyed because they want you to take the price there, right? They want you to make a deal with them there. So he was like, well, if you accept the price now, I will bring it down to half that price. And so I said, well, you know, I'm not going to be able to do that because, you know, I got to pray and see, you know, if this is the best one. And it's clearly outside of my budget, regardless if you cut it down. And so, you know, he was getting ready to leave. And I remember that I had some books because I had prayed before he came in asking God to allow me and the house to be a blessing to him. So when he came in, you know, I mean, we talked and everything. He was getting ready to leave. You could tell that he was a little agitated because they want to make that deal right there and then. And so I just dropped, I have some gift bags. So I just dropped a great controversy, depending where you're from, and a National Sunday Law in the bag with some water. And I said, do you want some, would you like some water and stuff? He was like, yeah, sure, I'll take some water. As he was going out, I put it in the bag and I said, this gift is for you. That man lit up. He was like, for me? I was like, yes, absolutely. And then he said to me, well, if you call me, as long as the materials don't go up, I will honor the price that I told you for tonight, right? Beloved, it's still expensive, but the fact that God came in and he was able to get a book and be blessed. So I want you all to pray for this man that he actually reads the book and he will be drawn closer to God. And just continue to pray for me to be able to get the right person with the right budget to come and fix the things that need to be fixed on the house. So those are my praise report and my testimony and my prayer request all in one. Thank you, beloved.
Amen, 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 amen. Amen. Thank you, Sister Stephanie, for that praise report. That praise report, oh, to God be the glory. Great things he had done. You have a brand new computer to teach in the classroom. That is wonderful. And also, you know, not even the estimate was a high, but you know what? I think what he have got, that book, and he was so happy and blessed with that gift. I do know maybe he called you back and said, you know what, I'm going to do this job for that. God is able. So we just want to give God thanks for what he have been doing and pray that these books will reach in the, that these books, that these people will read these books and be converted and convicted. All right, I'm going to open the line, brothers and sisters, asking Brother O'Neill if he could lead us in prayer. If there is anyone else who'd like to share, can you press number one and the line will be open. I'm going to open this line for Brother O'Neill, asking him if he could pray for us. 631-552, your line is open. Brother O'Neill, can you lead us in prayer? I will give you the various names, yeah, if you did not hear them.
Yes,
Brother O'Neill?
Yeah,
okay.
Yes, I can.
Okay, thank you. I am going to give you some of the names. Brother Eli asked in prayer for the whole company of brothers and sisters. He's asking for his mom, himself, his ma, and Jari, and Jen Senny, he's asking for Jan Jarrell, and also Judy, Brenda, John O'Neill, himself, Katie, Kayla, Stephanie, Carja, Kimar, Sister Consinelli, Sister Leola, and Brother and Sister John. And Sister Brenda is also asking for the line and praying for herself and those people who are unfortunate under the bridge and those who are sick and praying for us. Also, Brother John is, you know, praising God and asking God to pour out his blessing upon him as he go out in the field to share God's word. And thank for Sister Leola and Brother Ray who have been teaching them more about the Bible, and they have been teaching others who they come contact with. Sister Consinelli is praying for the group, our family members, and also our grandchildren. And also, Brother O'Neill, you're praying, you know, that God will continue to bless us. So just continue to pray. Sister Stephanie, you hear the report giving thanks for what God has done with our computer. And also pray that God will send someone with that estimate on our house repair. And also the book, then the gift that he gave to that contractor man that came, right? And just lift up this prayer line to the Lord for us, please. Thank you.
Lord, God promised us that before we call in Isaiah the 65 chapter and the 24th verse, that before we call, we hear an answer. Especially in the last days of earth, God is available to his people because he knows the antagonist of the evil one is pressing down on his people. And he has given his angels who excel in strength to combat these forces. We have nothing to fear because we serve a mighty God. A God that loves us, he says in Isaiah, with an everlasting love. In Jeremiah, as the everlasting love. So let us pray. In acknowledgement of your grandeur, your majesty, your holiness, your righteousness. There is no fault in you, O God, but in us there is. And that's why you want to cover us with your garb of righteousness, because our righteousness is like filthy rag. Father, as I petition your throne in the mighty name of Jesus, if there's anything in me that is unlike you, any sins, any defects in character, any hereditary, any cultivated tendency, I ask you to remove it. See not me, O God, but see Jesus. my Redeemer, my Savior, my Creator, my all in all. There's none like you, Jesus. There's none beside you. And there's none greater than you. You came down from heaven to hurt, show each and every one of us the way to the Father. You are the access to the throne of glory. And Father, we ask you, O God, to help us, O God, to turn our minds away from all earthliness to heavenly things. Father, here are the prayer requests. Brother Eli, that's a prayer for his mom, his friends, the fellow brothers and sisters on the line. He asks a prayer for them. Sister Carla, Sister Leola, Sister Paolo, Sister Consinelli, Sister Stephanie. Lord, his heart is for others. Father, have asked us, Lord, not to live for ourselves, but to live for others. Father, we see in the readings that we read earlier on, Lord, that you're telling us, oh God, that we must cling more together. We see the parable in Matthew 25 of the virgin. We see the parable of the talents. And we see part when you spoke about those who are naked, those who are hungry, the needs of others. That's why you came to this earth, Lord, for the needs of humanity. Because humanity has lost the image of God, and you came to reproduce the image of God in man. Lord, I pray, Lord, for the various ministries out there, those who are doing a work to help their fellow men. Lord, you could have used angels, but you use men to help their fellow men, because you came here in humanity to lift up humanity. Lord, we pray for Sister Continelli and her family. I pray that you'll build their plans. Whatever is about they need, I pray that you provide it. Father, pray for Sister Yola and her family as they seek a country property. Lord, I pray that you provide the means. I pray for her husband. Pray that you touch every part of him, Lord. Restoration is what you desire for your people. Restoring them to full health. Father, pray for the property of Sister Stephanie, that you will provide a reasonable person to do the repairs for her. I pray for our tutoring to the children on the line, that you will inspire her. I pray that for ministry, our literature ministry, where she give out tracts to those whom she come in contact with. I pray for those who have already give tracts, that you will bless them, that they will read these tracts. Father, we pray for a upcoming Thanksgiving outreach in the city of New York, where we'll be going out to give away coats, books, food to the homeless. I pray, Lord, that you'll bless our efforts. Pray, Lord, that you'll continue to provide the means so that we can have enough to give to those who are in need. Father, I pray, Lord, for Brother Richardson and his ministry in Tennessee. Father, I pray for the land that they went to look at. If it's your will, for that land to be available, I pray that it will be done. I pray, Lord, for Brother Rick and his family. I pray for his daughter Ashley, that you will restore her mind to accept your obedience. Father, I pray for Brother Judy and his family there in Arkansas. I pray that you will help them in everything. I pray for the restoration of health for Brother Bernard. Father, I pray for Sister Carla and her children, that you will constantly be with them and guide them in all things. Father, all the prayer requests, all the names that I've mentioned, Lord, I place them in your care, because you know everyone by name and nature. Before we were conceived in our mother's womb, you know that we would be here. Whatever the needs, I pray that you provide it according to your riches and glory. I pray, Lord, for one of the most important prayer that I pray at this time, Lord, for your Holy Spirit to come into our lives. Because when the Spirit of God comes into our lives, then one of our worst enemy, which is self, will die. And we will be like Christ, to delight to do the will of thee. Father, I pray that you continue to bless this prayer line. I pray for those who have been absent from the line. Sister Carrie, the young people, other young people that once were on the line, and more male factors should be on the line. I pray, Lord, that you'll bring them back according to your will. Pray for the leadership of this prayer line, Lord. Pray for unity in the faith. I pray for constantly pressing together. Father, we just ask you for your constant care upon us. And Father, we just ask you to bless us continually. And help us, Lord, to redeem the time because the days are evil. In Jesus' name we pray, thanksgiving. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Brother Hanil. Thank you, Brother Hanil, for praying for us. And brothers and sisters, I just want to thank everyone who joined. At this very moment, we are going to go into our health talk, being health. And we are asking each one to get your notepad, your Bible, and your step to your Minister of Healing book, and be ready with your pen and paper. And the next voice you will hear is Sister Stephanie. God bless. Thank you again for joining. 301-868, your line is open.
Good night again, beloved. Let's just bow our heads as we continue just to usher in the Holy Spirit as we move forward. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you, God, and we know that you are the great I Am. We ask you, Lord, as you have allowed the Holy Spirit to move on this line in our hearts, God, I ask you, Lord, to touch us, surround us, Lord, with your presence, so that the message that you have in store for us is one that will be one that will stir our hearts and to see our needs for you, to fall afresh, to have revival and reformation, to ask for a conversion of our hearts even right now, and will allow us to not only be hearer of the words, but do it. Touch my lips, God. Remove anything from me that is not of you, so that this message that you have will be one that will have an indelible mark in our lives, in our mind, and in our hearts. And others can see your light through us so that they can also come draw closer to you. Lord, we bless your name. We give you honor, glory, and praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. And I was certainly blessed to come on the line and hear the voice of Brother O'Neill. Brother beloved, we have prayed for you, and we are so glad that you are here on this line again, bringing current events, right, letting us know where we are in time. And I'm praying for each of us. And I heard my mom, Sister Powell, I guess I'm not supposed to say that. I heard Sister Powell stated earlier, and I know it was the Holy Spirit. She didn't know this, but I knew it's the Holy Spirit, because I did pick up my step to Christ. As I heard Sister Consinelli was talking about the individual that committed suicide, right, and saying that, you know, she had a friend that did not know what was going on, the details as to what was going on. And I heard Sister Consinelli talked about depression. And I remember I was grading a paper that one of my students wrote. I had given them a task, and I said, you know, they're learning about the government and the different branches, and I gave them a task to say, if you could create one law, what would that law be? And why? And why is it important? Why is your law important? And it needs to be a law where the president would not be able to veto, right? Because they're learning about the government, right? And one of my students, as I was thinking back, she wrote that she would have a law, you know, that made abuse illegal, right? Because this is dear mind, you know, not realizing that there's some laws. Because I told him, I said, you could add to a law that was there already, or create your own, or do something that you think is not there. And so one of the reasons for her coming up with that law in her mind was that she said a lot of times when people are being abused, they don't tell anybody, right? And they become sick. Their lives are changed upside down, and they become depressed. I teach fourth graders, right? So they're like 9, 10, thereabout. And so as I heard Sister Consonelli talked about the depression, that was to me, you know, it triggered me what this child wrote, right? So might be an experience that she had, but that was something that was dear to her. And we know that depression can be caused by a lot of different things. Depression can be, you know, the stress that we're going through. It can also be the things that we're eating, right? The individuals that we're surrounding ourselves with. So it led me to where we can think about God's love for man, right? So if I'm feeling down, I am just going to go and I'm going to look at God's love for me. So in Step to Christ, which is, that's the first chapter, God's Love for Man, I'm on page 9, 9 or 10 if you have the parentheses, or page 5 if you have the one that has the flowers on the bottom and the tree looking, the thinner one, right? And it says, nature and revelation alike testify of God's love. Our Father in heaven is the source of life, of wisdom, and of joy. Look at the wonderful and beautiful things of nature. Think of their marvelous adaptation to the needs and happiness, not only of man, but of all living creatures. The sunshine and the rain that gladden and refresh the earth, the hills and seas and plains, all speak to us of the Creator's love. It is God who supplies the daily needs of all His creatures. It is God who supplies the daily needs of all His creatures. In the beautiful words of the psalmist, eyes of all wait upon Thee, and Thou givest them their meat in due season. Thou openest Thine hand and satisfiest the desire of every living thing. Psalms 145, verse 15 through verse 16. God made man perfectly holy and happy, and the fair earth, as it came from the Creator's hand, bore no blight of decay or shadow of the curse. It is transgression of God's law, the law of love, that has brought woe and death. Yet even amid the suffering that results from sin, God's love is revealed. It is written that God cursed the ground for man's sake. Genesis 3, verse 17. The thorn and the thistle, the difficulties and trials that make his life one of toil and care, were appointed for his good as a part of the training needful in God's plan for his uplifting from the ruin and degradation that sin has wrought the world. Though fallen is not all sorrow and misery. In nature itself are messages of hope and comfort. There are flowers upon the thistle, and the thorns are covered with roses. God is love. Is written upon every opening bud, upon every spire of springing grass. The lovely birds making the air vocal with their happy songs. The delicately tinted flowers in their perfection, perfuming the air. The lofty trees of the forest with their rich foliage of living green all testify to the tender, fatherly care of our God and to his desire to make his children happy. The word of God reveals his character. He himself has declared his infinite love and pity. When Moses prayed, "Show me thy glory," the Lord answered, "I will make all my goodness pass before thee." Exodus 33:18-19. This is his glory. The Lord passed before Moses and proclaimed, The Lord God, merciful and gracious, long-suffering, and abundant in goodness and truth, keeping mercy for thousands, forgiving iniquity and transgression and sin. Exodus 34:6-7, he is slow to anger, and of great kindness, Jonah 4:2, because he delighted in mercy. Micah 7:18. God has bound our hearts to him by unnumbered tokens in heaven and in earth. Through the things of nature and the deepest and tenderest earthly ties that human hearts can know, he has sought to reveal himself to us. Yet, these but imperfectly represent his love. Though all these evidences has been given, the enemy of good blinded the minds of men, so they are looked upon God with fear. They thought of him as severe and unforgiving. Satan led men to conceive of God as a being whose chief attribute is stern justice. One who is a severe judge, a harsh, exacting creditor. He pictured the Creator as a being who is watching with jealous eye to discern the errors and mistake of men, that he may visit judgment upon them. It was to remove this dark shadow by revealing to the world the infinite love of God that Jesus came to live among men. So I'm going to stop right there in the step to Christ. I thought that that was fitting as we know that we are living in the last days, as we know that we are going to go through trials and tribulation. We know our master went through it. So if our master went through it, what more us? And so I wanted to give these words of encouragement that our God is love. So, yes, we can, you know, we will become down sometimes and, you know, and a little bit depressed. However, if we go back into the Word of God and we seek our Heavenly Father in prayer, we certainly will be able to overcome these, these ailments or these minds, because we know it's the enemy that is working against us. It's the enemy that is saying, oh, no, God is not love. He's mean. He is stern. He just wants to catch us to do wrong. But we know that that's not the God that we serve. We serve a God that is patient, long-suffering, merciful, gracious, and love us so much that he sent his only begotten Son to die for us. And we read that he wants to supply what? All of our needs. He knows everything that we need. And he will provide those things for us. If we continue to abide and contend with him, he will certainly contend with us. So I wanted to share that portion of the step to Christ as I was very much encouraged. I was very much blessed hearing Brother John that was giving his testimony, right, about as soon as he come into the light. Isn't that what God wants us to do? He wants as soon as we get the truth and the light, we walk in it and not keep it for ourselves, but also to go out and share it with someone else, right? And so as we are celebrating or we're, you know, focusing, I should say, on Helpful Thursday, we want to think about these things, right? Because the way how the food that we eat, the fresh air that we get, the exercise and the sunlight and the water, all of those things, Sister Powell always say it, the new start. I heard it, one of my other beloved church mom call it the eight doctors that makes us call, right? So we want to make sure that we are incorporating the right nutrition. We're exercising. We're drinking enough water. We're getting that sunlight. And I know it's a little bit more difficult now because we're in the winter months, moving into the winter months, and the sunlight is not as much. But try to go out and get some. We talked about temperate, right, and the air, the fresh air. I was a little bit delayed coming on because it's been raining all morning, and I work from home now, and I wasn't able to go out and do my walk. So I actually did it, in the evening, right before I came on the line. I went up and walked my block. And it is so fulfilling for me because being in the house all day, being in front of the computer, and it could consume you, right? And so that's where that temperance come in, that we need to be temperate in all things. The A for ear, the R for rest. We need to make sure we're getting that rest and trust in God. So those are the eight doctors, our eight health principle that that we need to make sure that we're employing and sharing that with each other as well. We also know that the help message is the what? The right arm of the gospel. So we are to be able to share our message as people are seeking to be healthy, as people are seeking how can we keep this coronavirus away from us, and even if we do get it, what are some of the things we can do to boost our bodies, to boost our immune system as we're coming into the cold season. So I'm going to hope that you are employing your garlic and your ginger and your lemon, okay, your elderberry. Sister Leola shared a couple weeks ago about Eyebright, zinc, magnesium. We want to make sure that we're getting our vitamin D in. So these are things that, pine needle is really good. I make a concoction with that. And ginger and lemon and orange and lemon. All right, so these are things that we can use to boost our immune system throughout this time. As we know, they're calling for a second wave. And as Brother O'Neill talked about the vaccine, and he's in, last time I heard, he's in New York. We know that there's a big push going on with the Jews in New York, because now they're saying that they are the one that is responsible for the COVID spread again in New York, and they are pushing back on that, right, and say, no, we are following, what you all say, but we have liberty of conscience, and these are things that you're telling us that we need to do and not be able to go into our synagogue to worship, and this is essential for us. So that is something that is trailing. But if you all recall, about 2 years ago, where the measles outbreak was in New York as well. Y'all remember that? And they were pushing for the vaccine, and the Jews once again say, we're not going to do it. Right? Does that sound like somebody, a group of people that are going to, come up under persecution? That sounds like a group of people that's called a remnant to me. And so they had came out with, as I heard Brother O'Neill was talking about, no vaccine exemption. In the past there used to be. But you have a lot, as he said, we had Dr. Ben Carson that came out and talked about there's no religious exemption for vaccine. We have other church leaders that are talking about those things. But we know what God has called us to do, and we know he has given us our temple. And if we, as I said, contend and abide with him, he will certainly abide with us and give us the right direction as to where we need to go. And you're absolutely right. Being in a country is going to be, you're going to have a better safeguard than you would in the cities because there's so many people, and people are going to start turning on one another, pointing you out, saying that these people are not doing what they're supposed to be doing. These people are not, following the mandate of the state. So I just wanted to bring that to you as I heard those information was shared. Okay. All right. So don't get alarmed. We are going to go into the Ministry of Healing, and we're not going to be here very long. Okay. So we're going to start with, I'm going to go into chapter 39. And chapter 39 is entitled, we're going to go through it briefly. Chapter 39 is entitled, The Knowledge Received Through God's Word. The Knowledge Received Through God's Word. And under that quotation, under that title, it says, The opening of thy words, give it light. The opening of thy word, give it light. It give it understanding. So as I heard Brother John experience, it led me to where it says, so I'm on 450, 460, and it's entitled Experimental. An experimental knowledge, right? An experimental knowledge. And it says right here. Actually, I'm going to go to 459. It says, the knowledge of God is revealed. So let me back up a little bit. This one is 39, chapter 39. I did say that. All right. And I'm under... Yep. All right. So here we go. It says, the knowledge of God as revealed in his word is the knowledge to be given to our children. From the earliest dawn of reason, they should be made familiar with the name and the life of Jesus. Their first lesson should teach them that God is their Father. Their first training should be that of loving obedience. Reverently and tenderly let the word of God be read and repeated to them in portion suited to their comprehension and adapted to awaken their interest, and above all, let them learn of his love revealed in Christ and its great lesson. If God so loved us, see how we tied it up? Thank you, Holy Spirit. If God so loved us, we ought also to love one another. 1 John 4, verse 11. All right, it says, let the youth make the word of God the food of mind and soul. What? We are to make the word of God the food of mind and soul. Let the cross of Christ be made the science of all education, the center of all teaching and all study. Let it be brought into the daily experience in practical life. So will the Savior become to the youth a daily companion and friend. Every thought will be brought into captivity to the obedience of Christ with the Apostle Paul. They will be able to say, God forbid that I should glory, save in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom the world is crucified unto me, and I unto the world. Galatians 6, verse 14. It says, this is an experimental knowledge. Thus, through faith, they come to know God by an experimental knowledge. That's what I heard from Sister Brother John today. They have proved for themselves the reality of his word, the truth of his promises. They have tasted and they know that the Lord is good. Isn't that beautiful? The beloved John had a knowledge gained through his own experience. He could testify that which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon, and our hands have handled of the word of life. For the life was manifested, and we have seen it, and bear witness and show unto you that eternal life, which was with the Father and was manifested unto us, that which we have seen and heard, declare we unto you, that ye also may have fellowship with us. And truly our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. 1 John 1-3. Okay? All right, now we are going to segue. We're not going to be here long. We're going to segue into chapter 41. We're going to chapter 41. And chapter 41 is entitled In Contact with Others. In Contact with Others, and I'm that's 485. Okay, In Contact with Others, 485. And 485 says, we are prone to look to our fellow men for sympathy and uplifting instead of looking to Jesus. In his mercy and faithfulness, God often permits those in whom we place confidence to fail us. Isn't that true? That is so true. In order that we may learn the folly of trusting in man and making flesh our arm, let us trust fully, humbly, unselfishly in God. He knows the sorrows that we feel to the depths of our being, but which we cannot express. When all things seem dark and unexplainable, remember the words of Christ. What I do thou knowest not now, but thou shalt know hereafter. John 13:7. Study the history of Joseph and of Daniel. The Lord did not prevent the plottings of men who sought to do them harm, but he caused all these devices to work for good to his servants who, amidst trial and conflict, preserve their faith and loyalty. So long as we are in the world, we shall meet with adverse influences. There will be provocation to test the temper, and it is by meeting these in a right spirit that the Christian graces are developed, right? That man's spirit turned when he realized that I was not going to accept what he was telling me. But a kind word, a smile, a gift from God certainly turned that around, right? It says, if Christ dwells in us, we shall be patient, kind, forbearing, and cheerful amid frets and irritations. Day by day and year by year, we shall conquer self, right? Because we need to die of self, right? Paul said, I die daily, and grow into a noble heroism. There is our allotted task. This is our allotted task. But it cannot be accomplished without help from who? Jesus. Resolute decision, right? Resolute decision. Unwavering purpose. Continual watchfulness. And unceasing power. Each one has a personal battle to fight. Not even God can make our characters noble or our lives useful unless we become what? Here to go that word again. I think I shared this before, but we need to hear this over and over again. Unless we become co-workers with him. Those who decline the struggle lose the strength and joy of victory. We need not keep our own record of trials and difficulties, because we're going through it, aren't we? Griefs and sorrows, all these things are written in the books, and heaven will take care of them. While we are counting up the disagreeable things, many things are pleasant. So we need to think on those things, beloved. Whatsoever things are kind and pure, we ought to think on these things. Many things that are pleasant to reflect upon are passing from memory, such as the merciful kindness of God surrounding us every moment and the love over which angels marveled. Ain't that beautiful? That God gave his son to die for us. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Didn't we just talk about that earlier? If as workers for Christ you feel that you have had a greater cares and trials than have fallen to the lot of others, remember that for you there is a peace unknown to those who shun these burdens. There is comfort and joy in the service of Christ. Let the world see that life with him is no failure. All right, beloved? And so the last one that we are going to read is going to be found in chapter 43. In chapter 43. All right? You know what? I do want to read this one. This is in chapter 40, In Contact with Others. I do want to touch a little bit on that. This one is called Self-Discipline. It says, we are never alone, whether we choose him or not. We have a companion. Remember that wherever you are, whatever you do, God is there. Nothing that is said or done or thought can escape his attention. To your every word, right? I told you I'm having some leaking going on right here. It says, to every word or deed, you have a witness, the holy, sin-hating God. Before you speak or act, always think of this. As a Christian, you are a member, I love this, of the royal family, a child of the heavenly King. Say no word, do not act, that shall bring dishonor upon that worthy name by which ye are called. James 2, verse 7. Study carefully the divine human character and constantly inquire, what would Jesus do were he in my place? This should be the measurement of our duty. Do not place yourself needlessly in the society of those who by their arts would weaken your purpose to do right or bring a stain upon your conscience. Bring a stain upon your conscience. Do nothing among strangers in the street, on the cars, in the home, the world, that would have the least appearance of evil. The scripture says what? Shun the very appearance of evil. Do something every day to improve. I'm going to read it again. Do something every day to improve, beautify, and ennoble the life that Christ has purchased with his blood. That is just so beautiful. So beautiful. Do everything to beautify and ennoble the life that God has, the price that he has paid for our life with his blood. All right, so now we're wrapping up. We're in the last portion, and this one is called chapter 43, A Higher Experience. And it says, abide in me and I in you. It says, those who are engaged in service for the master need an experience much higher, deeper, broader than many have yet thought of having. Many who are already members of God's great family know little of what it means to behold his glory and to be changed from glory to glory. Did we not start off with Moses asking God to show him his glory? And we're ending with that. We need to ask God to show us his glory. Many, thank you, Holy Spirit, for leading. Many have a twilight perception of Christ's excellence, and their hearts thrill with joy. They long for a fuller, deeper sense of the Savior's love. Let these cherish every desire of the soul after God. The Holy Spirit works with those who will be worked. I'm going to read it again. The Holy Spirit works with those who will be worked. Molds those who will be molded. Fashion those who will be fashioned. Give yourself the culture of spiritual thoughts and holy communions. you have seen but the first ray of the early dawn of his glory. As you follow on to know the Lord, you will know that the path of righteousness is as the light of dawn that shineth more and more unto the perfect day. Proverbs 4, verse 18. This ends the session for today. May you be blessed. May God shine his face upon you and give you peace and countenance shining over you. And may he touch your heart so that you will be able to walk in his way, walk in his light, and find his peace no matter what your situation is. Because he loves us and he is love. Amen.
You want to pray?
Certainly. All right, certainly. Let's bow our heads. Dear Heavenly Father, we are so thankful, Lord, that you moved mightily on this line, Lord. Lord, we take it, I don't take it for granted, because I know there's nothing good in me. All glory, all honor, all praise go to you as how you have moved today on this line and how you continue to work in the lives of the individuals that come on to share and sing and read and testify of your goodness, God. Lord, I pray, Lord, that you pour out an extra portion of your blessings on everyone that is on this line. Whatever they stand in need of, God, I ask you to give it according to your will. And let the words that were presented today, let it be one that will be carved on our hearts and in our minds so that no matter what we go through, we can look to our Heavenly Father. When men fail us, when all else fail, we can turn our eyes upon you, Jesus, and know that you will be our anchor if we co-partner and co-work with you, God. You will bless us. You will save us. Forgive us, God, of our sins. Keep us as we cannot keep ourselves. And allow us, Lord, if it's according to your will, to be able to come back next week, to be able to wake up and profess your goodness to everyone that we come in contact with. God, we thank you for hearing and for answering. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Amen, amen. Thank you, Sister Stephanie, for that wonderful presentation. Brothers and sister, God is really love. When we heard all these wonderful love letters that we have gotten, you know, and, you know, the last one is the higher experiences. You know, we all want to come up to that higher experiences. We also started with God's love for man, brothers and sisters. When we look upon the love that God has for us, you know, and see sometimes we do God, we do so much things to bring dishonor to him. But God really, really loves us. And let us continue to really be obedient and to follow his will. Brothers and sisters, I can say that we look upon his love, that the faith that he has and the faith he wants us to develop. If it wasn't that faith, I do not think I would be here this evening to really sit down and, you know, hoping this line, brothers and sisters. But I thank God for what he has done. And you know what? I love these reading. I love these encouraging words. I love to hear that when I heard all these wonderful praises by song, reading, you know, testimony, report, current event, and all these things. I said, you know what? Sister Powell, I am going to try and try, even though the devil is trying, you know, I'm going to hold on. So I just want to thank God, my dear brothers and sister. And earlier, I know it is a little late, you know, but, you know, I was impressed to this evening, you know, very impressed to listen, you know. And I can say to myself here, and I will just sing a verse of this, you know, Jesus paid it all. And if Jesus didn't pay it all, we wouldn't join here this evening, that we can listen to his wonderful encouraging meant and the promises that he have given unto us. I'm just going to sing one verse of it. And I'm going to say, brothers and sisters, if you need to ask a question, something, you have a question, a query, you can take off your phone. You can take yourself off the phone. I think it's star one. And then you can press number one again, and I will open it that you can ask Sister Stephanie any query. But I'm just going to sing one. Just listen to the word. I think it will help this evening. It said, I hear the Savior say, thy strength indeed is small. Child of weakness, watch and pray. Find in me thine all in all. I don't get the chorus. Jesus paid it all. All to him I hold. Sin has left the crimson stain. He washes white as snow. I hear the Savior say, thy strength in thee is small. Child of weakness, watch and pray and find it all in thine. Jesus paid it all, my dear brothers and sisters. Jesus paid it all, right? Only Jesus could pay it all for us. And because he paid it all for us, we have to give him all the praise. I just want to thank God for Jesus to pay it all for us. Yes, brothers and sisters, and I just want to thank you all for joining and all who participate. And remember that tomorrow will be our Sabbath. And let us really, because you know the Sabbath comes in very early, let us ask the Lord to help us that we can finish up and can join Sabbath to listen to his word and to give him the praise. If there is no one that press, take off and press, I just want to thank you again for joining and have a blessed night, and we will see each other tomorrow.